In the studio, I have Austin McCoy, and he's an independent candidate in the local elections for the Ballymun ward. Hello, Austin. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad.
Okay, now, I have to say you're a veteran community activist. I mean, you're involved in everything, as well as the station here. You do the Senior Citizens Programme. People will say, are you mad, Austin?
No, just plain insane.
Okay.
Well, quite a lot of people ask me, am I mad? But I think, 12% of the population is senior citizens, and some of them are very senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the impression that they're going to be overlooked somehow or another in the next couple of years as such, with its cutbacks left, right and centre. And I think they shouldn't have a voice.
Okay.
And no matter what area it's in, whether it's in the local community or the active retirement or any sporting organisations or any community organisations that they're attached to. And in one sense, they're getting very active in that area too, and because the people are living longer and such. But there is a tendency when things get tight, they get overlooked. And
But I think there's two ways of looking at that, Austin. They were the most vocal when something serious is threatened on them, which they proved a couple of years ago. But also, I find, you can answer this for me now, do you think that there's a wrong perception people have that the senior citizens are having a soft ride through this austerity?
The senior citizens are having anything but a soft ride during this austerity. Now, 80% of them, a little over 80%, are surviving. And I say the word surviving on the state pension. Now, the state pension hasn't been caught. The maximum is 238.88, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And not all people are entitled to a state pension. And they said they're going to preserve the value of the state pension, but it's like the tree. They're not cutting the branches, but they're hacking away at the roots.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the property tax is one of the biggest headaches, residential property tax. And, of course, there's no way around that. It's been put into revenue, and revenue have all sorts of powers as such. And the local authorities now, after 16, can increase it by 15% or decrease it by 15%. Mm. Did you ever know anything that was decreased?
No.
I don't. And that is a major headache. And then there's the water bills are coming down the line. And we were doing some sort of studies on that, and they were saying that the average would be 240, but they're reckoning it could be a bit more than that. And people will have to conserve water one way or the other, because we know that at any time and during the year that they only have about 1% capacity over what's going to be used. They're hoping that it'll pick up at the weekend when there's not a huge amount of water being used. But that in itself, although the city council has been taken away from the city council water,
mm-hmm.
Has another impact on senior citizens. And I know senior citizens who are very worried about what's coming down the track, and there's a perception that they're going to be hammered, and quite a lot of them are widows or widowers, etc. And
but a lot of people are saying, as I say, it seems to me the perception is wrong, and a lot of people who are senior citizens are saying that with the perception, as I say, that they're getting an easy ride. They forget about all the things you've mentioned: property tax, water charges, but also on their prescriptions, they pay the same as everybody.
The
carbon taxes are there as well.
Well, the carbon tax now is put about a euro on a briquette, paying the briquettes. And that's another imposition.
And on all your bills as well. I mean, there's extra taxes on your bills as well when you're paying your ESB and gas and all that sort of carry on.
And, of course, the population is getting older by the minute. And in 2025, there'll be more older people than younger people. Not even probably all the younger people have left the country. this is a big elephant in the room. And I think people of my generation should have at least say have a say in what's going on as such. Now, running, it's not the first time around for this. Well, it wasn't the City Council, it was Dublin Corporation, but the same thing. And the going back donkey's years, more years than I care to remember, as the fellow says. And I was mixed up with quite a lot of people that did get in into the City Council, like, you know, Dublin Bay Loftus, Hannah Barlow, etc., etc. There was quite a lot of them way back in the 80s as such. And there was a big groundswell there with regard to community candidates.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm probably the only one of them, last one of them, that's surviving. I won't say left, surviving as such. And I thought hard about this over the last 2 years.
And have you not been attached to a party, Austin, over the past couple
never
of years?
Attached okay. to one. I won't deny myself to any party.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying I wouldn't work with members of a party, but with regard to aligning yourself to a party as such. And the City Council as such, the councillors, and I know quite a few of them, you generally work together. There's a general consensus on some issue, and usually the thing is, we'll do that, whatever it is, and we'll attend to that when resources are available. And it's always when resources are available, and in lots of cases, resources never come available.
Okay. Now, overall, though, as regards politics, people are completely disillusioned and indifferent. And they're even, I mean, it's non-existent at council level. So what do you think you can do? Because, I mean, to be truthful, I mean, they can't do anything. Councillors can't do it on a national level or have anything to
do with. Well, they only have actually two powers. The rest are representative powers. They can represent people on any issue. And one of them is to bring in the estimates, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was down at the Dublin Corporation and the City Council was on the verge of being prorogued, and it was prorogued at one time because you just wouldn't bring in the estimates, mm-hmm. which with the Cumiskey was the Lord Mayor at the time. And there's almost that threat hanging over them. Now, the other power they have is regard to planning. Now, which is has been an essential power, which was abused, as far as I'm concerned, over the last decade or so. But I think now planning it is one of the things that they could do. They can have an impact, a very strong impact in it. They have some powers over that. But they are the only powers that the councillors have as such.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we know there's lots of town councils and urban councils are being done away with, and et cetera, et cetera.
That's what I mean. They seem to be diminishing the powers and taking away some of the things. So what would you bring to the table that would be different from anybody else?
Well, the only thing that I can bring to it is a voice.
Okay.
And that's about it.
Would you have an idea for a forum of some kind for senior citizens?
Well, there is various ideas for forums, and actually we did set up a forum a couple of donkeys years ago within the City Council, and Ona Neil Lochnam is chairperson of it, God rest her soul, just recently. And but the problem with the forum was the issues. There was all sorts of forums. There was homeless forums, formless for different things, social forums, etc., etc. And the problems were brought to the forum. And again, they went up to the top of the pyramid when they'd be discussed at City Council. Mm-hmm. To come back down again. So the problem would have disappeared automatically, nearly.
Yes,
and it was a very good idea, but it was, it was a monster as such. A monolith that never really worked.
Mm-hmm.
The idea was very good indeed, and there was resources put into it, and people, appointed to the different areas from the City Council. But, of course, we know the City Council now that the staff is diminishing rapidly. There's a couple of thousand gone in the last couple of years, which means, on one hand, that if you want to get in contact with somebody, they're up to their eyeballs and work. And it's this is like a moving target. You can't describe it any other way. It's a moving target. And all you can do is the best you can.
Okay.
And that's why I said trying to bring a voice to the City Council with regard to the issues of the day, and particularly with regard to senior citizens who, by and large, are not all that vocal in some areas. And like you talked about the medical card.
Well, it had to be major for them to do that.
Well, it was major, and we were mixed up to the, you know, we were in it, yeah, reporting on it and all. This is the senior citizens programme.
But I think that's why people think that the senior citizens are having an easy ride, because when that happened and they were very vocal, because they're being quiet, they think there's nothing happened to them. But yeah, it's all subversive, it's all underneath. As you say, they're chopping down the tree.
They have to have a tsunami before somebody...
Well, that's for me, and people have the wrong idea that they're being hacked at the same as everybody else.
Yeah, but they are being hacked at it, but they are more vulnerable. And there's all sorts of other areas now which may have no direct connection with the City Council, although the City Council has done some. That's regard policing as such. And quite a lot of senior citizens are very vocal, to me anyway, about crime. And that doesn't only apply to senior citizens, it applies to everybody.
Yes, yeah.
But the perception is that the
well, they're more vulnerable. Older people.
Yeah,
are more
vulnerable. The statistics suggest that they're not any more vulnerable than anybody else. But the perception is there all the time. Yeah, and of course, you know, a frail person can be an easy target. Now, that would have very little to do with the City Council, although they're on policing boards and that type of thing, and forums and et cetera. There.
I've heard of some people saying, if you want to go back to the property tax, Austin, because I've sort of been talking to councillors, I shouldn't say councillors.
Candidates
over the past couple of weeks. And a lot of them seem to miss the point that probably, like yourself and a lot of people, senior citizens, when they got a house, it was a home. It wasn't an investment.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
And I think, do you think that there should have been some kind of waiver on senior citizens in that sense that, okay, when you're buying your house, you're not buying it as an investment, you're buying it as a
roof
home.
Over your head.
It's a roof over your head. Because I can see the way things are going now, that we're going to be paying more taxes because the way the fluctuation of house prices, especially in Dublin,
it's rocketing up. The bubble's been pumped up again.
That's what I'm talking
big time.
About. Which means more taxes.
Yeah, of course it does.
So what would you think of that idea?
I was mixed up in quite a lot of things with regard to all the marches and bits of speeches and et cetera, et cetera. And of course, desperate Phil Hogan then dumped the whole thing into revenue, which you have absolute powers as such. And there's no alleviation whatsoever. Now, you can defer it until somebody else takes over the house. But deferring it is, of course, an
8%. It's not really an option, is it?
It's an 8% tax. Mm. And it's not one 8%, it's community of 8% as such. And then there's other options of paying. But in my mind, and the people I was speaking to, they're very annoyed over this, but at the same time, they sort of think they can do nothing about it. And as I keep saying, just raise your voice and say, I want to know exactly where this money is going. Mm-hmm. And I want to know myself exactly where this money is going. Now, within a half mile radius of my house, now in the estate, they're going to collect at least €1 million. Now, we wrote to all the ministers and everybody in the government letters and letters way months and months ago, and it was like a circus, but it was come by a pantomime. The Minister for the Environment sent our letters to the Taoiseach. The Taoiseach was sending it to the Minister for Finance. The Minister of Finance was sending it back to Phil Hogan. And that went right across the board. And the only person we got a definitive answer from was the city manager. It was Mr. Tierney at the time. Mm-hmm. And Richard Bruton, who gave us, he says, this money is to provide infrastructure for jobs.
Okay.
From the others, we got just plain waffle.
Waffle, yeah.
And waffle. And if I could write a farce, this is, I'd start with these letters as such. You know, quite a lot of people, we tend to be, not proactive in our, as such. You know, we're reactive after the event. We give out stinking, but you know, that's.
I think we were a lot more active in the '80s, weren't we? Like when we were going through a lot of things with taxes.
Yeah, well, I was at the same thing in the '80s, and. There was a groundswell, but of course interest rates were ginormous, etc., etc. Yeah. And of course,
there was more people on the streets, 70s, 80s, and going back. Whatever's happened to us now.
Yeah. Well, you see, quite a lot of the young people have just, you know, the those that who could be very active and very articulate have moved off them all over the world to Australia, Canada, England, America, anywhere else, Middle East. Anywhere they could get a job, and some of them are leaving fairly good jobs to get higher pay jobs in Australia, etc.
Okay.
And that takes the whole middle out of the equation as such.
Okay, finally, Austin, are you optimistic about next week getting a good reaction from people
about
going forward?
My perception now is that this election is going to be... people are so fed up with politics they're not even going to go out to vote.
You don't
now, the senior citizens are the people that always went out to vote, hail, rain or snow.
You don't think it'll be a good turnout in general?
I don't think. I think the percentage will be way, way down. And now then, there's, of course, there's other by-elections, etc., etc. I don't know what the impact will be. It doesn't apply in this area anyway. Mm-hmm. There's only just the two, the MEPs and the locals as such.
Okay, well, the best of luck next Friday, anyway, this day week. Okay, it's okay, and I'm sure. Well, this time, third time lucky.
Lucky. Actually, it's more than the third time.
Is it really? Okay, well, I only have it down as your third time. The 80s and the 90s were in before, but okay. Well, I hope you're more successful this time, and the best of luck next week, Austin.
Okay,
thanks a lot.
You know.
Bye.